1.11. It's 8 o'clock and time for breakfast time.
Good morning, everyone. Our guest this morning is the American writer Nora Levy. Nora's here in Britain this week promoting her new book, We Are Family, which is all about how our position in the family affects our personality. Welcome, Nora.
Thank you.
Now, is this really true, Nora, that our position in the family affects our personality?
Sure. Okay. Other factors can influence your personality too, but your position in the family is definitely one of the strongest.
So, tell us a bit about the oldest children in a family, the firstborn.
Well, the oldest children get maximum attention from their parents, and the result is that they're usually quite self-confident people. They make good leaders. The famous Prime Minister, Winston Churchill, was a firstborn child.
Ah.
They're often ambitious, and they're more likely to go to university than their brothers or sisters. They often get the top jobs, too. Oldest children are also responsible people, because they often have to look after their younger brothers or sisters. The downside of this is that sometimes this means that when they're older, they worry a lot about things. They can also be quite bossy and even aggressive, especially when they don't get what they want.
What about the middle child?
Well, middle children are usually independent and competitive.
Competitive?
Yes, because they have to fight with their brothers and sisters for their parents' attention. And they're usually sociable. They like being with people, probably because they have always had other children to play with. However, on the negative side, middle children are often jealous of their brothers and sisters, and they can be moody.
And youngest children?
If you're the youngest in a family, you'll probably be very charming, very affectionate, and probably quite a relaxed person. This is because parents are usually more relaxed when they have their last child. On the other hand, youngest children are often quite lazy. This is because they always have their older brothers and sisters to help them. And they can be quite manipulative. They use their charm to get what they want.
Okay, that's all very interesting. Now, I'm an only child. People often have the idea that only children like me are spoiled. Is that true?
Well, of course it's true.
Oh.
Only children are the only ones. They don't have to share with anyone. So they're often spoiled by their parents and their grandparents. As a result, they can be quite selfish. They think of themselves more than of other people.
Okay, well, that sounds like a good description of me. Is there any good news?
Yes, there is. On the positive side, only children are usually very organized and responsible, and they can be very imaginative, too.
Well, thank you, Nora, and good luck with the book. And now it's time for the news headlines, so let me hand you back to the studio.